producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. Yes, this is the Good Day Radio program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, R. McFadden Esquire, and you spilling your guts to us if you'd like. That's maybe not the most genteel way of putting it, but help yourself to 888-302-3684 if you have guts and you want to argue with us, you want to agree with us. Hip, hip, hooray for you. It's all about freedom of speech. We'll all drink to that. And then some. On the morning after the house party on Johnson Street, Jenna Folimi and several other 20-somethings were sprawled across beds and couches. A friend reached over and tried to wake Miss Folimi up. Unfortunately, she was cold.
Ma.
So the friend screamed, woke up others who were in the house. 20-year-old biochemistry major at Winona State University died of alcohol poisoning last month after she finished her last exam of the semester. The Associated Press.
For nothing.
Well, that's I guess that's one way of looking at it. But there are more and more of these drinking games going on college campuses, especially
it was like
after
those kids that died from drinking ethanol. Remember straight
ethanol
about a month or two ago?
It's after the exams, and they want to have a weekend to let it all hang out, let off some steam or whatever it is. But what motivates people? Is it just inexperience? Is it youth? What is it? There were 83 college-age victims last year of this sort of
poisoning.
Malfeasance. Yeah.
See, they'd be much better off smoking pot. I mean, you can just smoke a certain amount of pot and then you fall asleep. And you're not going to die from it.
Uh-huh. Let's hear it for pot.
Roberta.
Seriously. I mean, if you're going to look at the two side by side, okay, the kids are going to do something. What is the safer thing for them to do? What won't they die from?
All right, what do you know about your children? Meanwhile, if you talk to the emergency rooms in Colorado, they say pot-related admittances into the emergency room have jumped like 100%.
Right, so how is that possible? Well, I guess if you're eating it, if you're doing consumables, it's possible. Yeah, you could eat too much of it. If you're smoking, you can just smoke a certain amount. I mean, then
emergency rooms visits double for marijuana using Colorado visitors.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you say or talk about with Victoria in terms of drinking or smoking? She's a clean-cut kid, but I'm wondering, she didn't get that because she was getting influenced by you because you're anything but any of that stuff.
Yeah, but you don't do anything in front of your kids. Well, as far as alcohol is concerned, you know, I grew up in a bar. I was bartending at 14.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke, doesn't it?
I was bartending at 14 for private parties. And guess what? I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I drink very little. I'll have a glass of wine two times a week, maybe.
You know,
and I won't even
drink.
Finish it.
No,
I never really drank.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Rarely.
I've never seen you. Well, I actually, now that I think about it,
you
and I have been a lot of places together. I never remember seeing you under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah,
never.
You were the drunk one when you guys would hang out, right?
Oh yeah, that was me.
Well, that time we did that remote with the guy with the craft beers. Remember that? I think it was in Maine. Was it in Maine?
Yeah, it was somewhere
and,
north.
And we were sampling it, and Doug got totally.
Well, this
was
in 7 o'clock in the morning.
He was totally.
stuff around.
He's such a lightweight, you know.
I can't take alcohol anyway.
Two sips of a craft beer and he's out.
Good night. See you all later. Yeah.
But, you know, as a result, I don't drink. And Victoria, too, you know, we've always had wine at Sunday dinner. And it's an Italian thing, you know, that alcohol is introduced as part of a meal, as part of the family. We have wine, you know, and even when I was a little kid at 3 years old, I would have a little tiny glass and they would put like, a quarter inch of wine and the rest of it was water to be part of the family. That's how it's introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Does she smoke pot? Yeah, I think she does.
I'm sure she does.
She tells me.
Well, yeah. So you think or you know?
But what I said to her, I said, look, you know, your brain is still developing. You know, let it develop before you start destroying brain cells.
Yeah.
With anything, be it alcohol, be it pot, be anything. Just
see, and I'm disappointed. I thought she was that good that she wouldn't do that. I'm disappointed.
Oh, come on. What, do you live in the real world, Doug?
Well, the real world is her mother smokes pot, so why not?
I never smoke pot in front of her. Never.
So some of these...
Never.
So some of these people that go to the emergency rooms in Colorado are admitted because they have severe cases of paranoia and anxiety.
Right.
But it's not marijuana poisoning the way it would be from alcohol poisoning. But it's not going to kill you.
The rest are car crashes and accidents like that.
Well, again, so it's not because they're smoking pot. It's because they're doing things that are irresponsible, just as if they were drinking and driving. Same thing. Right?
Right.
It's not what they're doing. It's what they're doing when they do it.
Oh, man.
That's the difference.
Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. In a moment, there's a nice story about this cheerleader who asked the autistic boy to the prom. What a sweet story that is. 13 and change after the hour. Almost as sweet as finding out who's smoking marijuana. Or a gang here. I'm trying to imagine... Yeah, actually, I can sort of. I've never seen any of you do anything. Richie's had a beer. I can't even begin. Jennifer, I've been with you when you've had a glass of wine. I can't remember. I can't begin to imagine what any of the three of you, would look like smoking pot. I can't. It just doesn't.
Why?
Compete with me. I don't know.
Well, I don't like smoking it much anymore because it's bad for your lungs and
it's terrible,
it makes you
man.
Cough. I mean, I'd rather do edibles.
Yeah. What, eat?
Marijuana. I'm also boring next to Roberta. Do snibble on a cookie a little bit if you kind of want to, you know, relax.
So, Richie, I don't ever remember seeing you actually out of control. I mean, I've seen you when you were a little.
No, I was a total moron in my younger days.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't know you until...
Right.
What, 19 years ago, and you were in your early 30s then?
Once I hit my mid-20s and I grew up, I finally went, that's what a dummy I've been doing.
Right. You were a dummy as a kid.
I was, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Your father ever smack you around and try to smarten you up?
No, the police did, though, so that's all it takes.
Boy.
When you wake up a couple of times and you go, how did I get home?
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Time to sober up and stay that way.
Yeah, and Jennifer, and Roberta, I know you've been there.
I don't want to hear that about Jennifer.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a couple of nights where I was not proud of myself. Yeah, I try not to do that anymore.
When did somebody come pick you up? Because
in my 20s.
You got pulled over?
I knew you then, though.
It's like
for drinking and driving, I think it should be automatically your car is confiscated and not given back to you. Zero tolerance policy for any type of, you know, under the influence and driving.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Zero tolerance.
It teaches you.
When you think about how many people are actually under the influence of something, because we overprescribe medication, my gosh, I don't know that I'd ever get in a car again. You have to be stone cold sober to know what's driving.
I think about some of the roads where I spend time in the Midwest, these two lane roads where the truckers are coming at you at 65 miles an hour, and you're on the other side.
65? Try 80.
Well, whatever it is. I mean, I certainly have gone down
at
224 on my way to Tiffin when it was late at night when I was coming out of the airport and I had to be there to get a little sleep before I went on the air. I was doing 85, 90, and the speed limit was 50, 55. But I make sure I'd slow way down when somebody's coming at me the other way.
I mean, you just think about, okay, so people, they say, what is it, like 1 in 4 people after 5 o'clock on Friday have alcohol in their systems in their car, right? Whether or not they're legally drunk or not, they're drinking. Then you have the big epidemic of marijuana where everybody smokes pot now. Then you have all the prescription drugs that people are on. It, I mean, it's scary. It's a wonder people aren't wrecking their cars.
It's funny
more
you
often.
Mentioned that because the scariest time for me on the road is coming in here early in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
knowing
people
that
are
the
like
people
really
that have been out all night.
Oh, I've been out all night.
Home.
And they're tired on top of it.
And they're tired. And
so they're under
well,
the influence.
Well, that's
tired.
A four-lane highway. Are you talking about when you leave your house before you get on the on 60?
On 66, yeah, I'm not worried there. But on 50 and some of the smaller roads getting there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. 224, 18, 56, right. Some of those roads in Ohio, all across the Midwest, man.
It's scary to think about what's on the road when you're out there. Mm-hmm. And from anywhere from 2 to 4, 5 in the morning is a dangerous mm-hmm. time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we sobered everybody up now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Here's the story of this wrinkle treatment that is made from stem cell technology. Actually, they use apples. And I don't mean this to be facetious. Stem cell. They take the stem of an apple and put it through. That wasn't the original intention of calling it stem cell therapy. They take the stem of an apple, and they've used that to develop. They broke down all of the things that were in the core of the apple to find something.
The Concore apple? Yes, the Concore apple.
I don't even know why that was funny, but it just sort of was.
Mostly that's the honeymooners, people!
Do you see that?
Oh,
thing?
Step of the future.
All right, here we go. I've lost the wheels are off now. Anyway, the hell with the commercial.
You see
how many people have seen these honeymooners skit with Donald Trump?
In oh,
it's
yeah,
hit
that
about
was really
9
cool.
million views now.
Very
have you seen
funny.
It really is. Pretty
it was really cool. It was funny.
It's basically they put Donald Trump's face on Ralph Cramden's head.
No.
Who's a skinny
on
Ernie
guy?
On Norton's head, and he's sitting there at the table talking and just running his mouth. I'm going to make everything great. I'm going to make America great. You're going to be so great. You're going to be so proud of American. And the whole while, Ralph Cramden is just steaming and can't take it. Mm-hmm. And then finally, he just bops.
Pretty funny. All right, I'm not doing that commercial. It's 18 past the hour. Hello, it's the Good Day program.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations for barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists? A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'm Bob Dorico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Yosemite National Park in California is known as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Its spectacular granite cliffs and waterfalls inspired Native Americans to call the place Awani, meaning place of the gaping mouth. So in 1927, when the Park Service opened a beautiful hotel in Yosemite, they named it the Awani. One of its early employees was an aspiring photographer named Ansel Adams. Over the years, the Awani has been threatened by forest fires and storms, but it has always survived, until now. You see, the company hired by the federal government to run the hotel 23 years ago has lost its contract, and it's suing the United States, saying it owns the trademark on the name Awani. So, while the hotel itself will survive, the name won't. Let's be fair. The Park Service says the name wasn't part of the deal with the company. But with legal deadlines approaching, the iconic hotel where Queen Elizabeth and John F. Kennedy once stayed is now being renamed. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
What do we have here? My goodness gracious. 21 after the hour now on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Eating
cashew. Like, what'd you give it up for?
Because I'm trying to get rid of the carbs and the sugar again. Because I got my winter roll and I want to ditch it. All right, so let's see what we can do for chocolate lovers. Turkey, considered by many to be the best place in the world to find the highest quality pistachios.
Brian, do you like pistachios?
I love pistachios.
Pistachios are cool.
Yeah.
All right, so Brian discovers an exciting offering that's coming from Nestle, bringing this region's unique flavor to our country, transporting chocolate lovers into a brand new experience.
It's a taste that has an 80-year-old history, and now chocolate lovers in the U.S. can discover it just in time for World Pistachio Day on February 26th. Shelley Lafino, brand manager for DeMoc at Nestle USA.
Nestle's proud to share this hallmark brand from our international portfolio. DeMoc offers a unique combination of crunchy pistachios and silky smooth chocolate, a bold and exotic pairing. It's a one-of-a-kind taste that must be sampled to truly appreciate.
DeMoc is Turkish for great taste, alluding to the country's centuries-old history in pistachios. To honor this tradition, DeMoc is working towards making a positive impact on the lives and livelihoods of the farmers who grow their premium pistachios. Lafino says Nestle DeMoc has committed over $1 million to fund training in the most efficient agricultural techniques to not only improve and increase harvests, but also to improve the welfare of the farmers in the Gaziantep growing region. For more, go to NestleDeMoc.com. That's Lifestyles from Nestle.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon,
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99. Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
All right, let's change our focus a bit. A lot of conversation about Bernie Sanders and his proposal to give everybody... Now, I've been listening more carefully lately, Roberta. He's been saying those who are qualified, it hasn't just been college for everyone free, but those who are qualified. So he's modified somewhat what he's been talking about as a lot of people focus on what to do, choosing to either go to college or to forego a college education and get right into the workforce. So here's some information you can have that basically focuses on the kind of career advancement that can be everlasting, and focus also on what your future earning potential is if you don't go to college.
What does it take to get ahead? Most career analysts and experts agree a bachelor's degree is the hot ticket to success. Dr. Alena Masters, Dean of Faculty at University of Phoenix College of Humanities and Sciences, says with that degree come some primary benefits.
It helps you get the job. An employer is often more likely to choose a candidate with a college degree. That means unemployment is lower for college grads, and workers with a bachelor's degree secure higher starting salaries and see increases throughout their careers.
Dr. Masters says employers often view workers with a degree as more valuable or more skilled.
Graduates often have an advantage when it comes to adapting to a changing workforce. They're able to use their critical and creative thinking skills in any career, regardless of their major. That's why flexible online offerings from schools like University of Phoenix can make earning a degree possible for anyone. There are a number of undergraduate degrees students can pursue on their own time.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix. I'm Brian Usach.
All right, 28 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. So the story from Los Angeles today about State Senator Yee. His name is Leland Yee.
Yep.
Yay for Mr. Yee.
Yay for Yee.
Yay for Yee. So he was getting out of the State Senate, and he was running for mayor in San Francisco. Didn't do so well there.
Still got 300,000 votes, even though he'd been arrested, just because people knew his name.
All right, so what's the trouble here? What did he do?
Well, he was caught in an FBI sting that had him promising votes and guns to an undercover agent who was funneling him contributions. It gets worse. It turns out he was actually not only selling guns, but rockets to some Filipino Islamic terrorists. The best part of the story, though, is after he gets caught, he goes in front of the judge. He only gets 5 years for this, which I think is not very much at all. And he stands in front of the judge and says, "You know, Your Honor, I've already been through enough. This was very embarrassing with me. I hope that you'll look at my entire life, not just the crimes I committed, because this was so embarrassing that I think I've already served my time."
And the judge said?
5 years, dude. I mean, give me a break. You got away with murder for 5 years. Ugh, jeez.
Remember that song, Richie, from the Moldy, Oldie, Goody, Goldy, Rusty Rack of Wrinkled Records? It was Mr. Yee, the Japanese version of Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
The judge
called
him
hypocritical.
Yay, Mr. Yee. Nobody remembers that but me?
I remember Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Right, or,
cool. Well, yeah. Being around your father, you would.
Mr. Yee.
All right, 29 past
the hour. He was in Stand By Me.
Here we go. One, two, three. Look at Mr. Yee. 3, 4, 5. Mr. Yee is alive. Oh, Mr. Yee, Mr. Yee, Mr. Yee. Oh, Mr. Yee, Mr. Yee, Mr. Yee. Roberta right now is reaching for her marijuana-laced brownies.
I don't usually partake, but pass them over, Roberta.
Half past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with Doug and my friend Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden. The story of this cheerleader, what a very sweet story. Some of her friends, even though she said she was going to do it, tried to talk her out of doing it. Her parents were proud. The lady's name is Mikal Botsok. She was a cheerleader for Clark Vista High School. She's gone to a couple of proms. Boynton Beach, Florida is where she lives. 17 years old. I wanted this boy to have the same feeling. I've been to the proms, and it was a good experience. So this young lady walked into a special ed classroom and went to her friend Jonathan, who is on the autism program there, and presented him with a promposal. Inside a box, a big cookie spelled out, "Will you go to the prom with me?" In the video that was posted, we got the story at DougSteffen.com with with a picture of this young lady bringing the cake into the room. Jonathan, whose last name isn't important, can be seen screaming, jumping for joy So does that mean, yes, Miss Bartok said, it was like seeing something in the movies, said the speech pathologist teacher, cheerleading coach who was in the room at the time.
I'm actually wheezing.
What? Is it me?
Yes.
Wow, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything.
What are you typing?
What are you doing to that keyboard? What did they ever do to you?
I'm telling this sweet, sensitive story about this wonderful high school kid asking the kid with autism, and you're paying no attention whatsoever.
I'm listening. I can do two things at once.
Really?
I'm multitasking. Don't you miss me when I'm not here?
Why is it that I put up with this stuff? Oh, man.
Because you love me.
What did that keyboard ever do to you to
deserve that? Well, she was a bad example. Was I was before we went on the air. I had to send a quick note to Bob, and so it was a bad lead-in, and so she just takes it to the. Anyway,
you're my teacher and hero, Doug.
That doesn't make it better.
What is that?
That's Doug's favorite sound, my spoon against my.
All right, so do I have to. Maybe it's.
Keep going.
No, I have to. After that, I get
it's a good
break.
Story.
I think that was the story. I think I got the gist of it out before Roberta distracted me pounding away on her. A keyboard there. That's the kind of stuff. Don't you want to see more of that? Don't you want to see people who are selfless? We've seemed to, at least in a lot of circles, taught our children to be so selfish instead of selfless.
I love the media talking about this because there's so many negative stories out there. That's what we should be focusing on.
Well, certainly in large part because there are so many of these good stories around. It just makes.
Seriously?
She's still at it.
Still doing it.
She is. She's trying to be softer. What? More quiet about it.
It's on my lap. How can you possibly hear that?
Well, I've survived. I think
as
I've
told
you
many people, your lap
microphone.
Is very noisy.
Yeah.
Only if I eat beans.
Oh, my God. All right, Richie.
Yeah, reset.
Yeah, time for a reset. You're
just
right
30 seconds. There we go. Yeah.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
Get Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and 5 times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the... Ah!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better. A commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Good morning, Jane. Wow, you're glowing. You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night. Not long.
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, it's, where are we, like 42 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Those of you who live in Arizona, or who want to live in Arizona, I used to have property in Arizona, spent a lot of time there. Here's some food for thought for the lady on the program who does just, not just cooking, what's cooking? Jennifer Horn, if you wanted to host a potluck dinner in Arizona, is it against the law or not? Yes or no? Against the law?
Potluck dinner?
Potluck dinner.
It should not be against the law.
It should not be.
Well,
but
unless
is
you're
it?
Doing edibles. Not right. That kind of pot, Roberta.
Yeah.
You bring a casserole.
Why did I not even think about that? I should have thought about that with her being there. The anti-potluck legal situation started a few years ago. The state passed a law, Arizona passed law, that subjected all served food to safety regulations and health department inspections. Mm. The lawmakers exempted potlucks and other non-commercial social events if they occurred at the workplace. But they didn't add in schools, churches, or homes. As a result, a potluck host could be fined or arrested if somebody complained, according to local news in Phoenix. The loophole has gone unnoticed for most of the, you know, the years since the thing was passed. But then, in Apache Junction this past weekend, somebody decided to complain. A resident of a mobile home park who was aware of the state statute complained to authorities about potluck dinners being held in his neighborhood. So Pinal County, which is just north of Tucson, by the way, they had the people that were there were having a potluck dinner. The sheriff's deputy showed up and shut it down.
Jeez.
So
what a waste.
I mean, can you? Is this
so stupid?
It isn't in the law. And instead of turning their head, they went and they fined the people that were having the potluck dinner, shut it down, took all the food, and destroy. Remember a couple, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, what was that?
We went off on a tangent. There was a milk. There was
a farm store.
Farm,
wasn't it?
Yes. Well, it was a farm party, and the runners, the people who operated the farm, were having
a dinner.
For all of their workers and people who supported the farm over the years, and they served them raw milk. And because it was against the state statute, this is New York State, to serve raw milk, somebody called it in, or somehow or other they knew that raw milk was going to be served.
Oh,
it's okay for you to, the raw milk could be sold and taken home, but it couldn't be served to people, even a group of friends. Couldn't
want to eat it.
Have milk on the premises because it wasn't taken home. It was consumed on the premises where it was milked, where it was provided, produced. And this is the kind of stuff. This is why people hate the government. And there's so much more of this. Every day you can find some of this stupid, asinine example of this sort of thing happening. So now the state of Arizona is going to fix the loophole, so that, that means that people... But the state says, well, how do we know people won't get sick when they go to a potluck supper? Don't you want to scream when you hear stuff like that? I remember as a kid, we had a schoolhouse down the street from me. We, every Saturday night, had a group of neighbors that would go, and 40 or 50 people would bring different things. And we'd have a potluck supper. And if I lived in Arizona and did that, I could be arrested. This is how crazy, this is why we need a complete wholesale change in what's going on in this country politically and governmentally. A complete wholesale change, or the America we grew up in, the America we love, the America we had, it's gone. Completely gone, and would become just like every other half-baked state that has nothing going for it, nothing special, nothing unique, nothing good. I would like to, as a matter of fact, have a chance to ask all of these people who are running for president or Congress questions that have to do with the food you eat. There's the food justice movement. You know what that is. The food justice movement is the locavores want to be able to get what they want food-wise. And because this dark thing is before the Senate this week, more attention on food issues. But I don't hear anybody, any news reporters asking any questions of these people. If we are able to get candidates on for whatever office, I want to know what they are in favor of when it comes to labeling, for example. Even know about it. What do you know about organic fruits and vegetables? What do you know about the locavore movement? What do you know about the way the U.S. Department of Agriculture works and who's in there running it? Those sorts of things. And what are we doing to keep the American family farm in operation, because the average farmer in America is 58 years old. The worst paying jobs in America are jobs that provide us with our food. Did you know that? The most important thing in our lives is what we eat, and the 7 out of 10 worst paying jobs are in the food system. So what do you do about fixing that? The SNAP program, the safety net that supposedly helps families who can't afford healthy food, is completely completely violated, completely overrun with people who are misusing the system. We were talking about that, I think, yesterday or the day before. So all these people who in our country or elsewhere around the world who are getting food that is not good for them. What are you doing about it? What, as a politician, are you doing? Do you even know what the issues are? How do you eat? I'd want to know what a typical evening meal is for any of these candidates. What do you think Donald Trump has for dinner? Or what do you think Marco Rubio
Lobster.
Has for dinner? What do you
filet
think?
Filet mignon.
Yeah, okay.
Caviar appetizer.
That'd be an interesting question.
Yeah.
He's got a private chef. He can have whatever he wants.
The closest...
Okay. So what's wrong with that?
Trump admitted he likes fast food a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He and Anderson Cooper eat at Kentucky Fried Chicken, apparently.
Yeah, right. So that stuff. But, I mean, don't you want to have answers to those kind of questions? I sure as heck do.
Be interesting.
Yeah, I want to know. inquiring minds want to know. I just think that we are not asking the right questions, frankly, of the people that are running for office, and we need to be doing a better job of asking those questions. So, Roberta, what one question would you ask any of the candidates if you could ask, if you could get to them? One question only. What would you ask?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question.
Really, duh.
Wow.
You can't come up with one off the top of your head, Richard?
Well, no, I'm...
What do you ask? One question you get to ask. What do you ask?
What are you going to do with my taxes?
No, that's too simple. Well, that's everybody.
That's the important one to me. Yeah.
No, if you could invite one person for dinner, living or dead, who would it be?
Well, that's a good question.
Jennifer, how would you improve small business in this country?
Thank you. 49 past the hour here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, Tech Talk time now on the Good Day program. I'm going to take apart some more, dissect a little more info on the Apple versus the FBI case, including what Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, is claiming, and what has been claimed about Bill Gates. He'll be heard. Did he or didn't he say he supported the Federal Bureau of Investigation? We will find out that and other important items on Tech Talk in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Right now. Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It does. All right, like 56 past the hour now. Apple and the FBI. Are you wondering what the story is here? Apple CEO Tim Cook says the FBI wants him to develop the software equivalent of cancer to unlock the shooter's iPhone from San Bernardino. Cancer, it would, if you put it in there, it would destroy the systems. And there's a lot of credibility. A lot of people who are in that business are agreeing with him. And one of them is Bill Gates, who weighed in on the issue. He says the reports in the news media he's on the side of the FBI are false.
I was disappointed because that doesn't state my view on this. I do believe that with the right safeguards, there are cases where the government, on our behalf, like stopping terrorism, which could get worse in the future, that is valuable. But striking that balance, clearly the government's taken information historically and used it in ways that we didn't expect, going all the way back, say, to the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. So I'm hoping now we can have the discussion. I do believe there are sets of safeguards where the government shouldn't have to be completely blind.
Right.
I'm glad we're hearing from these guys. That's what I was going to say before he so rudely interrupted me.
Right.
Because I want to know other people that are techie what they think about this.
Yeah.
Because 40% of the country supports Apple. I kind of waffle back and forth every single day because you hear a lot of misinformation.
I think
so.
That's a bunkum, too. I think there's more I see about it. Maybe it's because this is something that I'm strongly involved in. I believe that Apple is right and that they.
Well, I agree from a privacy standpoint, yes. 100%. But what you hear coming out is that Apple has developed this kind of stuff for the FBI
before.
70 times before, and that with each new operating system, it doesn't matter what they do because it's obsolete. So if Apple's going to upgrade their operating system, which they will this year, why does it even matter so much? Those are the kind of things I have questions about.
Interesting also that the operators of Facebook and Twitter have been threatened by Daesh.
Yeah,
ISIS
is on the warpath.
Mm-hmm. Right. Video out yesterday shows images of Zuckerberg and Dorsey riddled with bullets, and a 25-minute clip posted online makes direct threats to Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, claiming that Daesh controls more than 10,000 Facebook accounts, 50,000 Twitter profiles, and 150 Facebook groups. I don't know whether they ought to be worried or not, but it's just more of the same kind of baloney. Quickly, MasterCard rolling out a selfie pay technology for this summertime so you can authorize online transactions with headshots. Users can install a special MasterCard identity check, take an initial ID photo, which will be used to create a digitalized map of their faces stored on MasterCard servers. Why do I think this thing is ripe for somebody really taking it? I mean, let's say somebody steals your cell phone. I mean, your iPhone. Wait. All right, 59 after. This is a good day. Hello.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. it could save your life once.